Welcome back to On the Low Podcast. This is your boy Low. Free agency was nice to us, man. Free agency was nice to us. We want to start off Derrick Henry to the Ravens. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful. You cannot tell me the Ravens aren't considered the favorites for next year. I understand what just happened in the playoffs. I'm a Ravens fan. I understand. I'm a realistic Ravens fan. I understand what exactly happened in the playoffs. Let's break this down. All right? I know I'm starting off hot. Oh, they the favorites for next year. I'm not trying to be one of them people that's, oh, next year, next year, next year, a.k.a. Cowboys fans. I'm not trying to be that person. But I genuinely believe it this time. Let me tell you why. Do we have a problem? Do the Ravens have a problem running the ball? No. Who is the Ravens' leading rusher, usually? Lamar Jackson. We bring in Derrick Henry. If we are able to keep Lamar Jackson, he always had a threat to run. Always has a threat to run. Pass game evolving. The scheme is evolving. That was the first year in the scheme. AFC Championship. Number one team in the league. Even when the Chiefs won, what did they say? We knew we were going to win because we beat the best team, the Ravens. Now, we lost some pieces on defense, but not enough not to be the number one team. Patrick Queen, understandable. Third safety. I mean, he deserved to get his bag. I'm glad he left and got his bag. Patrick Queen, I'm glad he left and got his bag. Respect to y'all. Y'all did great last year. Geno, Patrick, y'all deserve it. I know some other people left too, but those were the main two. We don't have the same defense. We signed back Mallett corner. We have two outside linebackers coming back from injury, both young. We got rid of Bowser, got rid of that contract. We have cap space. We signed Justin back. We have our team. We have our core. We have Lamar. We have Zay, Justin. We have our team. We add Derrick Henry to that offense. Let's just say he run for 1,000 yards. 1,000 yards. Conservative. He just runs for 1,000 yards. That's less hits for Lamar. And it's a better setup for the playoffs. Your quarterback is not your number one rusher. You're not dependent on your quarterback to run and pass. I understand we were less dependent on Lamar last year than we have been in previous years until we get to the playoffs and we have no running. Well, that's a lie. We had a running game. We did not attempt to run. You have no choice when Derrick Henry is sitting back there. You have no choice but to run the ball. You have Derrick Henry back there. Now, if I'm going to be honest, it was between Derrick Henry and Saquon for me. Now, the only reason I was scared about Saquon is injury history. Injury history is, once you actually look it up, the reputation is really more than what the actual facts were. Because I believe out of the last, this is going to be his 6th year. And now out of his 5 years, he played over 12 games 4 times. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, maybe he got hurt at any year here and he missed one whole year, damn near 1 year. Got hurt maybe towards the end of the season 1 year. I understand. Those scare me too. That's why I was a little hesitant on that. But I'm glad he went. That's a lie. I'm not glad he went to the Eagles. But I'm glad we got Derrick Henry. He fits us. He feels like he was supposed to be born a Raven. I just can't wait. Derrick Henry perfectly fits in our offense. If we were in front of the court and they told Derrick Henry to try that glove on and it was a Ravens glove, it would have fit all the way down to the bottom. this next year, Derrick Henry over 1,000 yards. I hope Lamar don't go over 5. I hope he has 4,000 yards passing. I hope Zay go over 1,000. And while we're on the subject for Ravens, just to put an ending on that point, I have the Ravens. The Ravens are my number one team in the AFC right now, based off just roster. Based off just roster, the Ravens are my number one team this year in the AFC. Ravens are number one. NFC, I got the Eagles. We're going to talk about that. Derrick Henry puts them over the top. We had Derrick Henry last year with that team. They tried to trade for him at the trade deadline. We would have had him. We would have won the championship. I truly believe that, and I think a lot of people out there will believe it, except for maybe Chiefs fans, which is understandable. You won the championship. You should be able to think whatever you want to think because you won. Until next year, we got a ring. Two in a row, actually. Can't beat it. You got two in a row. You going for 3. Nothing to say against you. You're doing your thing. No offense. Still got the Ravens winning next year. Speaking of Ravens, Odell made a post pretty much confirming he's not coming back to the Ravens. I am happy about that. Now, let me preface this. Odell, as I've already stated, is one of my favorite, pretty much my favorite, one of my favorite athletes of all time. Especially if we're talking strictly football. Lamar, one of my favorite all time. Maybe number one right now, definitely in top 5. My list fluctuates based off feeling in the moment. I can be true with myself. Both of them being on the same team was you talking about a dream come true. It's like it couldn't make me any happier. My two favorite players on the same team, playing in dependent positions, quarterback, receiver. They need one another. They both great. Now, did Odell have the breakout comeback season? No. I think it was partly scheme. Obviously, we run more. I'm not giving him a cop-out. We run more. And also, health. Because I watched every single Ravens game. If they tallied up how many plays he played compared to how many offensive snaps we had, I would be very surprised if it was anywhere close to 50. I'm guessing in my head, I'm going to do a rough 35%. 35% of the plays we had on offense, Odell was in. To be honest, that sounds even a little high. He was consistently injured in the season. Now, little nicks, wasn't nothing crazy, little shoulder here, arm, leg, ankle. It was something. It was always something. He couldn't stay in the game consistently. I think if he did, he definitely goes over. He got 6, or he got 5. He goes over 7. 7. Conservative. I don't know where he's going to go, but I saw a report saying he wanted to go to the Chiefs on a long-term deal. I'm going to be as honest as I can. I'm a fan. Odell shouldn't get the vet minimum, but it's not going to be too much higher. I could see, maybe I'm being dramatic. Maybe I could see 3 years, $25 million. 28, 10, 11, 12, guaranteed fully, the rest incentives. Maybe the third year, I don't know. Two for 20. He ain't getting $10 million a year. 2'15", 2'16". That's his range. He is not a mat. He, I think, fully healthy. Maybe he take this offseason. He get everything right. He don't have any problems till he retire. Will that happen? Odds are is no. He plays football in a physical, not the most physical, but physical enough position at receiver. He's been consistently a little nick here, a little nick there, a whole year here. He's been consistently getting hurt with age, as does every human being, except maybe Tom Brady. So the odds of him staying healthy for a full season, I'll put that at like 60%, 50%, around there. It's a toss-up chance. Not his fault. Age, prior injuries, who knows what's still hurting and what other body part is compensating for this and that. You never know. I still have a toe injury from playing basketball in high school. I barely have feeling in that toe. Other body parts have gotten worse because of it. He's an NFL football player getting hit by grown men every day. Bound for something to happen, especially when you go up there with age. Now you down here with Jerry Jeudy, 24, 25. Not Jerry Jeudy. Justin Jefferson. Down there, 24, 25. You down there with them. Age. It's a lot. It's not the same. It's very a lot easier to bounce back at 24 than it is 29, 30. A lot easier. Don't think he's going to get a long-term deal anywhere he goes. Because what I saw last year was not a... He was above average wide receiver. And I saw glances of old Odell. I saw it. And I believe if he can stay on the field at least 60% of the plays, he can be a 1,000-yard number one receiver. Well, I don't think he'll be the best receiver in the NFL. Not putting limitations on him. He could be. I just don't see it. I can see 1,000 yards. I can see 6 touchdowns. I can see that. I can definitely see that. It's people getting 1,000 yards that I'm not going to mention no names, but hey, I can see that. Won't be with the Chiefs. Now, since we talking about the Chiefs already, we're going to go ahead and flow that way. And I want to start this off again by saying, he was my number one receiver coming out that year. Granted, he didn't have a lot of competition. He might have been, I think it was like 2 or 3 drafted in his draft class. He didn't have a lot of competition. But he had a great career, very fast. Hollywood Brown signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I went back and forth with a couple people online, through Twitter. I sent some stuff in a group chat with my homeboys. I've been called, I have a Chiefs fan, one of my best friends. He's a Cowboys/Chiefs fan. Don't know how you can be both, but that has nothing to do with me. But I've been called a hater. I've been called all these names. I'm just trying to speak the truth. The people who are sitting here, you can throw stats at me. You can throw them at me, please. Throw all the stats. Throw all the advanced metrics, figures. Throw it all at me. Please throw it at me. I do not care. I saw him play every week with my own eyes. That does not mean he's the same player now. I can agree with that. It's only been 2 years, but I can agree with that. But from what I saw, yes, 1,000-yard receiver, The only one Lamar has had. Period. Let me put a period right there and just go. I'm not going to go off on a tangent. Let me just put a period right there. Hollywood Brown is the only 1,000-yard receiver Lamar has had. And that year he got 1,000 yards, he damn near could have got 1,600 because he dropped like 4 or 5 touchdowns. Long passes. And Lamar has won 2 MVPs, then been to the AFC Championship game, and he's had one almost number one receiver. Hollywood Brown, I hope Hollywood Brown proves me wrong. I like Hollywood Brown as a person. I think he's a great athlete. I think I'm not trying to throw any bad energy his way at all. But I sat here and watched every single play. I've been a Ravens fan. Before he got here, I was praying for him. I can be honest and say I wanted him. I was begging them to draft him. Get Lamar some help. It was the year, I believe it was the year after Lamar's rookie year. We didn't have any receivers. We didn't really know Lamar was going to be what Lamar is. And he stepped up. He didn't play. He had some little injuries the first year. The year he had 1,000 yards, his last year with us, I'm almost certain, it showed me a lot. And I was, when I first heard about the trade request, mixed feelings. It was more mixed feelings because I was like, well, yes, he is an above average wide receiver. Do I think he is a number? He has shown. I'm not saying what he is or what he isn't. He decides that on the field. Have I seen a number one receiver with my eyes when I've watched him play? The answer is hell no. Hell no. Now, I'm not saying he's like miles away. I'm not saying he's that far off. But from what I've seen, I know the last 2 years he's been playing with backup quarterbacks, and he got hurt late last year, didn't finish the season. We haven't really seen him since the Ravens. So that's all I can go off of. I'm not going off the 2 years he spent. Kyler wasn't even playing. He was playing with like Josh Dobbs, and he hasn't been playing. He didn't have a starting quarterback to play with. Or he was hurt. It was one of the two. So, I'm just going to go off Ravens years. Did not see a number one receiver. I saw a receiver with potential to be a number one receiver. I saw a potential Pro Bowl receiver. Do I see a Hall of Fame? All pro? I do not. That does not mean he cannot do that. I hope he does it. I'm not putting any limitations on him. He should not even care about what anybody else other than him thinks about. Did not see it for me. Not even a little bit. It's like under 10%. Consistent Pro Bowler? I see 60, 50%. One-time Pro Bowler, 70, 80. The Chiefs, hey, they could start next year and he could go off and he's just the next thing coming. He pick up the baton from Tyreek Hill. It is possible. From the traumatic events I've seen with my own two eyes, I was sitting here, I believe, I understand people have bad games. People have bad games. He had a game the last year when he was with us. He dropped at least 2 touchdowns for 100 and some yards, 2 touchdowns. I've seen this man drop some passes that have hurt me dearly. That have hurt me a lot. Hurt me to the fact where there is, at that time, what else are we going to do? Lamar has to throw it to him. He's their only receiver. I'm going to throw it to Boykin. Who am I throwing it to? Snead? Who am I throwing it to? Receiver-wise, obviously Mark Andrews. Receiver-wise, who am I throwing it to? Yes, he got 1,000 yards. I watched every single yard of that 1,000 yards. Did not impress me. He is a good player. Want to keep saying that every time I'm saying something. He is a good player who I don't talk about people's work ethic. If I had to guess, he works very hard. If I'm guessing. Some drops are unexplainable. Like, all drops are not equal. What? I used to play. I understand. I played receiver in high school. I did not do a damn thing. Was not good. Not comparing myself at all. I'm just saying I played the position and I've been on the field. I understand the wide open ones give you a lot more anxiety than the ones with somebody on your hip. Understand it. Sometimes you prefer the one on your hip. A little bit more adrenaline. You're not really thinking about it. You just going and do it. That ball in the air, you know nobody around you. I have dropped one of them in the end zone, same as him. And guess what? They should have set my ass on the bench. Same energy with myself. Sit him on the bench, coach. Because what the hell was that? One, I give you that. Two, hard to give you that. And then you give me another one. I'm pretty sure it was three. I'm pretty sure if I had to bet my, I was three. That scarred me the whole rest of the season. And we take into consideration, that wasn't the only, it wasn't like, oh, those are the only drops. We saw them. I'm not saying he was as bad as the Chiefs receivers last year. Being as bad as Kadarius Toney is you would have to fight for that one. You fighting for that award. But it was bad. And stuff, the things I saw, consistent route running with that speed, it should have been. He has a lot more. He has room for improvement route running wise. He's not a horrible route runner. He has room for improvement. Consistent catching, not body catching. He could have gotten better. From what I've seen, how I last saw him, if we're ranking out of 10, I'll give you a 6-7. You cannot have a 6-7 as your number one receiver. We need somebody, Tyreek Hill. Fast, yes. Has he dropped touchdowns? Yes. Has he dropped passes? Yes. Would you consider him a liability dropping the ball? Are you scared? Have you had a game where we was like, oh, can we throw it to him again? Have not. Now I thought of something right as I was talking about that. Throw the drops away. Without the drops, because you have some star receivers that catch the drops. It's like an illness. T.O. caught it. He might have led the league in drops one year. You might catch a little bug of the drops. Mental. Maybe physical, maybe hurt wrist, hand, dislocated finger. It could be anything. We don't know. It could be anything. But if you're not, if what you're doing positive doesn't outweigh the drops, or it doesn't outweigh the inconsistency with running routes, or even you just being on the field, being available. Availability is the best ability. If you can't overcome all those things with your play, I'm talking about 1,500 yards, 5 touchdowns at least, 18 plus yards per catch. If you're not putting crazy numbers or just number one receiver numbers, or what you would want from your number one receiver, what you predict from a number one receiver, especially for a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, who didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver last year, it has to overpower all those flaws. But you can't be, I'm not going to call him injury prone, but he has a history of injuries and being available. I remember the first year when he was with the Ravens, it was a foot. He had a plate in his foot, got it took out. The drops, I saw some stats, some advanced stats and all this. The last 2 years, his drop rate then dropped double at 3.9% or some shit. Hey, perfect, fine. When the lights turn on in Arrowhead Stadium or wherever we are, primetime TV, Sunday night, Monday night, I don't care what you did with Arizona last year, who barely won a game. Or the year before that, when they won, 4 or 5 games, something like that? What are you going to do for this team? Because last time I saw you on big stages, you have lost us some games. I'm not going to say you have never been the reason we have lost or almost lost. We didn't lose that game. You dropped 3 touchdowns. We almost did. You haven't been the reason we've lost, but you definitely haven't been a difference maker on why we won. I've never watched a Ravens game and said we won because Hollywood Brown was on the field today. Never said it. I probably said it more about Zay in his 1 year than I did against what I did with Hollywood Brown. And it sounds like I do not like Hollywood Brown and I'm hating on him. I hope he goes off for 2,000 yards receiving. I don't want them to win a championship. Obviously, we both in the AFC. Go off for 2,000 yards receiving. Break the record. I ain't gonna be a number one supporter, but I would be a supporter. Pounding the table. Throw a bag at him. I'm just talking about what the real life is. What my true feelings are and what I've actually seen. And I've actually seen you not be a number one receiver consistently. Consistently, I've seen you not be a number one receiver. Does not mean that could change. But so I said all that just to say I saw a whole bunch of Chiefs fans. Obviously, once somebody gets to your team, they're the greatest thing anybody's ever had. When they're not on your team, they're horrible. Look at this drop rate. Look at this play. Look at that play. When they get on your team, you're showing different plays. Understandable. We're all the same. I don't necessarily do that, but I can understand anybody who does. You're homer. You're for your team. We're fans. It is what it is. But please do not get your hopes up. Please do not get your hopes up. I just want to manage expectations for everybody. Manage them. Because I don't know what you think is about to happen, but it's probably not going to be that. You need to go get another receiver. Bad. Now, obviously, Pat just won a championship with no receivers. He had a rookie Rice. And he had Travis. He won the championship with that. So, am I saying, oh, he can't win with Hollywood? Sound like he maybe could win with anybody. In the right year, right circumstances, he might could win with anybody. But what you are expecting, the type of production and the type of player you think you are getting with Hollywood Brown, manage your expectations, adjust it slightly. Let this man set your, how about this? Set the bar to the ground, the bar in hell. Let him lift the bar by himself. Every single time he does something well, the bar goes up. He does bad, the bar was already in hell. We didn't expect much anyway. That's the type of expectations I want you to have. He will do good things. He will have good games. But I'm telling you, even with the genius of Andy Reid, I do not see him turning into a number one receiver. I do not see it. It can happen. I hope it does happen. I do not see it, at least this year. He's coming off an injury with a new system. They might still draft another receiver, which they should. I don't know. I'm not confident. Now, if you're expecting him to give you 700 yards, 5-4 touchdowns, hey, put your expectations right there. If he go below that, he need to be playing in Canada next year. Those should be your expectations. Good expectations. 705 touchdowns is a good expectation for Hollywood Brown. Do I think he would exceed that? Maybe slightly. Don't see 1,000 yards. Hope he does get it. I hope he does get 1,000 yards. I don't see 1,000. Hope he does get it though. I'm trying to, I know no matter what, I'm going to sound like a hater because I'm not saying nothing but positive things about him. But we're in the real world. I watched him play live as a Ravens fan. And I'm telling you, hey, bring them expectations. Just bring them down a tad. I promise you, it'll help your mental health. It's all about your mental health. It's all about your mental health. I'm trying to protect you from yourself. Bring them down. It's not going to be what you think. And whatever you read out of that is what you read out of it. I told you, I expect 700 around there. I don't, a good year, eight touchdowns, 8-8. 8-8 would not be bad. He might, 8-8 might get him 50 mil the way they throwing around these contracts with receivers. Might get him 50 mil. 40 guaranteed. Might. So now that I'm mentioning that contract, I'll put a bow on that. I like him. Pull the expectations down. It's not fair to him. Hold him to the level he has shown you. He hasn't shown you number one receiver. Lamar has never had a number one receiver. Hold him to that standard. Number two? You are player two, Luigi. Number two? He is a top 10, top 15 number two receiver. Cream of the crop. Love a number two like him. But you're depending on this man. If it ain't the drops, if it ain't the availability, if it ain't the inconsistent route running, Just manage them. Now, this two things. Since we were talking about contracts. Jerry Jeudy, we already know, traded to the Browns from the Broncos for a 5th and 6th round pick. I couldn't even trade for that on Madden. Tried it. I couldn't even get him for that. Don't know how that happened. Giving them away for scraps for a 5th and 6th. Jerry Jeudy. Gotcha. Maybe that's because he was expecting that. Now we know he just sealed a deal on a 3-year, $58 million contract. Maybe the Broncos were telling suitors, hey, If we trade him, he's going to want a contract upon trade. Maybe that's what it was. Could have been. Possible. Jerry Jeudy, 3 years, $58 million, 48 guaranteed. Sign me up. Sign me up. It's time to put the cleats back on. Never played in college, barely played in high school. It's time to put the cleats back on. Jerry Jeudy got $48 million guaranteed. $40 million guaranteed. Are you out of your mind? This man went over 1,000 yards one time. He had 700 and some yards last year. Guaranteed. I am not saying Jerry Jeudy is not a number one receiver. But at the same time, have I seen him be one? I'm not going to act like I watched every single game of his NFL career. Did not. Play for the Broncos. Did not. I've watched games. I've seen flashes. I watched a lot of highlights. He has very easily has the potential for a number one receiver. Very easily. Wonderful route runner. Great route runner. Consistent hands. Easily. Have not seen it though. Haven't seen it. That's just me. If you've seen it, let me know. I have not seen it. I'm paying $40 million plus guaranteed for a wide receiver number two. I'm not necessarily saying that's like great number wide receiver number one money, but that's definitely great wide receiver number two money. And I understand. They do not need him to be wide receiver number one. He is a wide receiver number two. And $40 million plus for, I'm not going to say 48 because it's like 40, it's between 40 and 48 million guaranteed. For a wide receiver number two, when you already have Coop, it's a little. I understand you're trying to put weapons around Deshaun Watson. I understand. $40 million for Jerry Jeudy? Mike Williams just got 1 year, $15 million with the Jets. I'm not saying I would have picked that over. I mean, $40 million? This man is getting $19 million a year? I do not understand what's going on. They're throwing money around at unusual positions. Might I say? I'm not saying receivers don't get paid, but usually middle-class receivers don't get paid as much as they are now. I'm seeing a trend. I don't know if I'm the only one seeing it, but I'm seeing a trend. I am seeing average to slightly above average receivers get some real money. A lot more money than we expect in the moment now and that we've seen in the past. I could never imagine Jerry Jeudy getting $48 million was not even an option in my head. 40 plus million was never even an option in my head. Not even an option. I didn't even think it was a possible resolution to that trade. I'm thinking they sign him over there. He'll on a proven year. And then he might jump back and beat free agency. Or if he's doing good through the season, they might sign him. No. 3 years, $58 million for your second receiver. Coop is number one. That is disgusting. That is nasty. I understand salary cap went up a year, went up again this year. I understand. I'm glad it's moving up and up. But we throwing the money around like it's like we making it back here. Just making it, taking it off the machine, giving it to a. Hey, here you go. Now 1 year for $15 million for Mike Williams. Can see it. We did the same thing with Odell. I can see it. Jerry Jeudy, 3 years, $40 million. That's just crazy to me. Just think about the number. Why do you think Justin Jefferson holding out? Jerry Jeudy got $58 million guaranteed. I'm telling you, as Justin Jefferson, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm about to get a crazy bag. Now, he's gonna get a crazy bag anyway, but a crazy bag. I'm talking 150 plus guaranteed. Disgusting bag. That's what I'm thinking about. 100 is the minimum. 100 million guaranteed is the floor. I don't even know if we could even start there for Justin Jefferson. Has to be 100 million. If you don't want to put those type of resources for that position, I could see your point. But some people you just can't pass on. Justin Jefferson is in a class of his own. All the games he missed last year and still went over 1,000 yards. Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in the NFL. He is the best. That's without being the fastest. That's without being the tallest. That's without being the best route runner. That's without being he not the quickest. He's not all that. He's good. He not slow running 4-4. Not saying he ain't quick. Not saying he's not a good route runner. He just has that it about him. The way he runs routes, the way he comes out of breaks, the way he comes off the ball, releases, the catches consistent, the consistent difficulty in his catches, the difficulty level is up there. One of the best moments 2 seasons ago, fourth down, playing against the Bills, I believe, game on the line. They have to get this first down and fourth down and 20 or something. And Kirk threw that thing up with one hand, took that ball away, and it was one of the most clutch, I understand it's regular season, clutch catches I've ever seen in my entire life when you take into that and when you consider that moment, the context of that moment. This man has been the best receiver since he stepped in the league. No disrespect to Devontae Adams. He's still 1B to me. Tyreek Hill, he up there, 1C. Ja'Marr Chase, he's up there. Triple Crown winner, he's up there. I understand he has competition. He is the best. So if Jerry Jeudy, who is not even, I think I would I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. Jerry Jeudy, to be honest, I don't know if he's proven to be the greatest number two receiver. He is above average number two receiver. I don't know if I would put him in my. Am I picking him over my boy with the Eagles? Smith? Don't know if I'm doing that. Don't know if I'm doing it. I believe Nico Collins. He wasn't really the number one receiver till the old boy got hurt. Speedster from Houston. I would consider him wide receiver number two. Don't know if he's better than him. Who else? I would put him over Hollywood Brown. Yes, I would do that. I would do that. Put him over Hollywood. He's top 10. Maybe he might fit at the bottom of your top five. $48 million. 40 plus million dollars guaranteed, 58 potential with incentives. I am happy they are getting their money. Spend away. Please give him $100 million. I am happy they're spending it. Just confused is all. Just confused. Just confused. Just like we wasn't paying for running backs. You paying for him 37.5 mil? Saquon? I understand this is one of the best free agency classes we didn't had maybe in NFL history. Saquon, Josh, Derek, just them three right there. Understandable. But they've been paying. Derek got 20. Two. A two for two. Went to Wendy's. Just saying. Happy to see they're getting their money. Just trying to see where this is going. Hopefully, it's leading to the path where the salary cap keeps increasing. I hope wide receivers, obviously, I understand that salaries are naturally going to go up, but usually it's like quarterback, obviously, tackles, defensive ends, those type of positions. Running back, receiver, those numbers have been kind of, hasn't really fluctuated as much as they should in the past, and I'm glad they're doing it now. Just confused. Glad, though. Very glad. What else we got here? Well, last thing I wanted to talk about today, as we already know, Russell Wilson is with the Steelers, but they also now have acquired Justin Fields. Now, this is not where I wanted Justin Fields to go, but it's not the worst option. This is what I'm depicting. Now, I could be totally wrong. This is what I'm seeing. What I see is Russell Wilson come in. He's on a one-year vet minimum because he's still getting paid by the Broncos, 30-some million in dead cap, blah, say, blah, say, blah. He's coming in. He's, what, I don't know how old he is, 32, 33. He's reaching the age where he's obviously on his down years, and he's obviously has more years in, behind him than in front of him. Let's just say that. Then you trade for Justin Fields. We know Russell Wilson's personality. I do not doubt for a second he will take Justin Fields under his wing. He will try to help him improve day after day. He will try to implement good habits, good eyes, good feet. He will try to do all of that. And that's the only reason I don't hate this. But he needs to do all that and leave in a year or two. One or two. Justin Fields' potential is crazy. If he can get some help, some people around him, you know, it's so disrespectful. I understand. I saw reports that the Bears did right by Justin Fields. They had four other trade suitors. Justin Fields chose the Steelers. They sent him to the Steelers. Respect. But how are you going to put the team together that Justin Fields and every other fan, I'm not even a Bears fan, but every other fan has been asking for, you going to put the team together for another player? You had 3 years to do this for me. 3 years, and all you did was bring in DJ Moore. That is it. I needed an O-line. I needed tight ends. They had a decent tight end. More receivers. They had DJ Moore. Keenan Allen. Are you serious? You went and got Keenan Allen. Chargers was giving niggas away for free. A 2-for-1 special. If you're not taking a pay cut, you're out of here. And they got them all out of there. Good decision. Not mine to judge. I say no. Judging anyway. You have Keenan Allen. You have DJ Moore. You have a revamped new piece offensive line. You're adding weapons consistently. We have to do some investigation, but there are people out there saying this is the best situation a number one quarterback has ever gone into. Personnel-wise. And I saw the team, and I could not fight it. Now, the Bears are still the Bears, and the team, the way it looks now, And you have the number one pick. We already know who you pick in Caleb. And then I believe the number nine pick, where you can get Romeo Odunze, you can get Neighbors, or you can get Marvin Harrison Jr. You get any one of those three wide receivers, and you are set. I'm going to say this, and I've been on Marvin Harrison very hard. Pause. Malik Neighbors, I don't know if I would be able to pass up on him. I don't know. I see some at Marvin Harrison. Special. Special. Neighbors. He might be more special. I'm not gonna even lie to you. The more you watch him, the more you fall in love. The film is crazy. Don't know if it's enough for you to pass on Marvin Harrison, the one we've been waiting on since his sophomore year, with the Louis Vuitton sneakers, Apple Watch, all blacked out. Swag crazy, play crazy. I know we've been waiting on him for 2 years. But Malik Neighbors, I don't know what to tell you. The boy is a dog. Anybody, even for Marvin Harrison, if you pass up on him, you better be sure. You better be sure. You better be sure. Because I'm telling you, when I see Jamar Chase, I see Steve Smith, I see that. Anquan Boldin, I see that. Telling you, man. That man, whoever gets that man, is not gonna be a joke. I wish we could trade up and get him, but it's not even possible. If somebody draft Marvin Harrison in front of me and I get Neighbors, I'm sitting there on my knees thanking God. Thanking God that you blessed me with this type of gift. You just handed me a bona fide number one receiver. Don't have to worry. I have no doubt in my mind he is the number one receiver. There's three people in this draft I have no doubts about. Romeo Odunze, whatever his name is. Romeo, not saying it right. Odunze, Malik Neighbors, Marvin Harrison. They are number one receivers, period. Dot. I have no question. If any one of them panned out to not be a number one receiver, it'll be Odunze. Do I see that? No. He reminds me, he gives me Stephon Diggs, slight watered down Justin Jefferson with the wiggle and the way he run his routes and after the catch. I see those in his game. He could be crazy. I see him as an easy minimum number one receiver. Bona fide. But if anybody wasn't going to be that, it would be him. Malik Neighbors. I don't know who the Bears are going to get. Whoever out of those top three they get, added in with Keenan Allen. You handing this man, I'm happy for Caleb Williams. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. And maybe Marvin Harrison, maybe Odunze, maybe Neighbors. And I know I'm missing somebody else. I know I am. I'm missing some other pieces. But as of right now, we'll stick with those. Just with those. And I know I'm missing pieces. Just with those. That's enough. That's more than Justin ever got. So you send him to the Steelers. And everything he ever dreamed of, you get together for that, for Caleb Williams, and then we'll be like, oh, he's just so much better than Justin. No, he had a better situation, better line, better weapons. Probably, I don't know what they did on defense yet. I'm sure they're making moves. So in next year, I don't want to hear anything about, oh, look what Caleb is doing with Justin's team. That wasn't Justin's team. No. I've seen Justin's team. I've seen Justin run for his life. That wasn't it. So like I was saying, the most ideal situation in my head, Russell Wilson played 2 years, 1 year. Justin Fields signed some 2-3 year contract, $30 million, $40 million. Wow. And then once Russell Wilson leaves, retires, whatever he does, he takes over. After learning from Russell Wilson, he should have learned from somebody from the get-go. I think Lamar benefited from sitting and watching Flacco for about 8 games. People benefit from it. Some people more than others. This is his chance. Who knows? Russell Wilson could play so bad that they give Justin a try. Or he could play so good where he on a 1 year deal now. Now, there were reports that after this year, they were planning on signing a long-term deal. Those are just reports until they become factual. Because if you go here and shit the bed, he's not getting another contract with the Steelers and may not get another starting job. So, ideally, Russell Wilson, 1 or 2 years, goes somewhere else or retires. Maybe he gets a bag somewhere else. Maybe go back to the Seahawks. Not gonna happen, I already know. Justin Fields takes over. That's his team. Now, if they go through with signing an extension 4 or 5 years after the Broncos have a dead cap of what, 180? Something crazy? Wilson might be a bigger fleester than Kirk Cousins. He's stealing all these niggas' money. He's stealing all their money. I thought Kirk Cousins and fleece some people out some stuff. Let Russell Wilson get all that money with no work. I'm cutting you. I have to pay you this dead cap money. You getting this money regardless. No work. And then I get another 3, 4, 5 year contract. You know it got to be $100 million guaranteed at least. Am I saying he shouldn't get that? What I think would be beneficial for all parties. He plays great this year. Maybe they make the playoffs. He get a big contract somewhere else. Justin Fields takes steps up. Does great for the team. Organization wins. They have a younger quarterback. Someone who can lead them into the future. Justin Fields win. He has an actual competent organization around him who's going to try to actually bring weapons, have a defense, has great coaching. Someone has his back. He'll have that. And Russell Wilson will have his bag and be somewhere where they courted him. They want him. With a coach that actually likes him and chooses him. Tom chooses him. I understand. I'm not talking about the Steelers. No shade to the Steelers. That's shade to the Broncos. He go get the bag somewhere else. Winner for all parties. I hope that happens. We don't know. We'll see. That's it for today on the Low Podcast. Make sure you follow me on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. It's all going to be below. Hit me up. Follow me. Send me questions. Talk to me. I'm here anytime to talk to you about football, non-football, basketball, sports, non-sports, whatever you want to talk about, let me know. Send me questions. I actually ask them on the pod. Just talk with me. Love you. Have a great week. Peace.